A word for you from Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. Paul here, in beginning this letter to the Colossian Christians, speaks about a range of things, but in particular what they need for their Christian journey. And in the verses before this, he says, I've been praying for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as, in order, in other words, to enable you to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him. And that comes first. As we know God and get to experience his nature because of his Holy Spirit in us, then verse 11 becomes possible. May you be strengthened with all power. Now, power is regarded as of great importance in this world, not just to our bodies, although there's much emphasis on the strength of the body, but power in politics, power in positive thinking, power in socializing, etc. But that's not the power spoken of here. This power is his power, and it says here it's according to his glorious might. You might find that you're exceedingly confident, you're an extrovert, you can handle things, but when it comes to the things of God, you need God's power. That's why Paul says, may you be strengthened with all power. Of course, meaning here, all of God's power. And he longs to give it. He doesn't want to withhold it. The only thing that would withhold his power from you is sin and not walking with him. That's why Paul starts with walking in a manner worthy of the Lord in verse 10. And just to remind them regarding this power, that they don't have to try and work it up. There's no need for the Colossian Christians to try and think positively and to try and trust the Lord. Paul says here, according to his glorious might. And what might he has. All strength, all power in the universe, past, present and future, is from God. You think that earthly powers and dictators have power? They have nothing. God regards them as a drop in the bucket, all the nations put together. For God has all might. Now, it's speaking about his might, that might being available to his children. For what purpose? For all endurance and patience with joy.